We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning, Jamie Dussing, the Town of Clarence Highway Superintendent, and in just a moment, Patrick Lucy, Amherst Highway Superintendent, to look at road conditions after the first big snow around here. And Jamie, let me start with you. How are road conditions in Clarence this morning?
Good morning. I think that the roads are starting to look pretty good. The state routes, Main Street, Transit, they are right down to almost bare pavement. The county roads and the secondaries are cleaning up very well. The salt seems to be working. It's a slow go, but certainly it should be a decent commute, but a slow go.
Now, I know you guys know what you're doing, obviously, when it comes to clearing the roads. You've been at it for years and years and years, but does the big snow coming this early in the season present some problems for you?
Well, obviously, some of the things we already discussed, the leaves and brush in the streets, complicates things a little bit, but we're used to that. We deal with that, on a yearly basis. The snowfalls or the leaf falls seem to be later and later, as of later, at least the last couple of years. So we've dealt with that in the past. We would just as soon get the trucks and get the crews out in their trucks and acclimated in their routes, and the sooner the better. So it's all about preparation in what we do, and the more we do it, the better at it we become. So I'm fine with it.
I know that you've said that snow is the priority at this time of year over everything else that you guys do. Do you have all of your plows available to you, or are some of them still have the leaf hookup on them?
Well, a couple things here. We're very fortunate to be able to have snow, separate snow and leaf pickup equipment. So once the plows are parked this morning, or later on today, we will get into separate vehicles, separate equipment to handle a leaf pickup. So we're very fortunate as far as that's concerned. Second of all, we had a great response from our employees this morning. Just about everything is out. Our snowplow fleet of 12 trucks and a few spares, we're all ready to go as of Friday when we left. So we were very prepared for what we're seeing this morning, and It's no problem on our end.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Now, a lot of snow here that we're not going to be able to have melt or anything like that anytime soon. So if you do have those leaves, maybe you were a little bit late on raking them or they're all at the side of the road. What do you do? Just kind of stand pat for now?
Oh, no. We'll try to go out and get what we can. I mean, it's not going to be the most efficient process. The leaves are hard to see in the snow, but we'll grab what we can. Maybe a third of it'll be snow by the time we dump it in the packers, but we'll do what we can. I think this morning we're going to go out and we're going to focus on brush because of the windstorm a couple weeks ago. So we'll switch gears, and drop the tailgates on the trucks and start picking up brush today. But as soon as we can see the piles and have a good idea where they are, we're going to get back on them with the vacuums and the high lifts, and we're going to resume. That's what we do.
All right. Hey, good to hear. Thanks, Jamie. Next is Patrick Lucy, the Amherst Highway Superintendent. Patrick, how are roads in Amherst?
Hi, good morning. Yes, the roads in Amherst, again, pretty much is what Jamie said. They are slippery in spots, snow covered, but we've plowed just about every road so far. I'd say 90% of the roads have been plowed. Our crews were out since 6 o'clock last night to at least keep ahead of the storm or to try to stay with it. Of course, it snowed all night. We called our full complement of employees in at 1 o'clock this morning, where we then started to address all of our town roads.
Yeah, a lot of ground to cover in Amherst with the snowfall like what we saw and it falling overnight at a pretty good rate. How long does it take you to reach all those secondary roads?
Well, again, Amherst has over 1,000 roads. I'm talking about the smallest courts to some of our bigger roads. and some of the roads that on county contract that we plow for the county. So again, over 1,000 roads and 340 some lane miles that we have to plow, it takes, if it stopped snowing and we just went out, it would take us 5 to 6 hours to clean the town. But like I said, when we had our first trucks hit the road at 6 o'clock last night, it was just trying to stay even keel until the snow stopped, where then we could really send everybody out and clean all the roads.
What about leaf pickup? That's got to be a challenge right now for you.
Yeah. I think every highway superintendent in this area has the same feelings. Actually, we were picking up leaves yesterday morning from 7 o'clock until 1. I had a full complement crew out, and we were picking up leaves at the curbside. During the transition between 1 o'clock and approximately 6, then I had the guys stay. Some people stay. They put ballast on the back of my leaf trucks because obviously we can't fill them with salt. They have these boxes on that prevent us from dumping salt into them. So we needed ballast to give the trucks traction, and they did that up until the time they went. So pretty much all day yesterday, up until and including today, it was transition from leaves to snow, but we'll be continuing the snow cleanup, you know, for a couple of days now.
Is that maybe the biggest challenge with this much snow happening this early in the year?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of leaves in people's driveways that are going to be very heavy to move. That's why we try to tell people, don't put the leaves in the street, put them on the right of way. But there's really a lot of residents that they dump them in the street. And when we do get one of these early snowstorms, it causes problems with our plows because we have to put the snow and the leaves somewhere, and they come off the street. And a lot of times they are going to end up in somebody's driveway.
Yeah. Hey, is someone going to come up with a truck that has the plow on the front and the leaf vacuum on the back?
Well, actually, our leaf trucks that are outfitted with the boxes, and then we have a trailer-type suction vehicle that attaches to our truck. So that truck, and those are the trucks that I have put the ballast in, they have plows in the front. So we actually do utilize our plow trucks for leaf pickup when we outfit them with these boxes on the back. And then they are a big holding container for the vacuum type trailers that we use to pick up leaves. So it's a pretty efficient operation, but again, it doesn't give us the best or the ideal situation because then that truck that has a ballast, it can't spread salt. We can't get the salt in the truck. So we are limited to how many salting trucks we currently have.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing the best you can though. Hey, Patrick, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for the update. Patrick Lucy, Amherst Highway Superintendent, and Jamie Dussing, the Town of Clarence Highway Superintendent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.